The preclearance rules that the Supreme Court declared unconstitutional have applied primarily to states in the South. But here in New York, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Bronx were also subjected to them. Myrna Perez, deputy director of the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law, is an expert on voting rights. She joins us to talk about how today's ruling will affect elections in these three boroughs. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are there immediate consequences to New York City through this ruling?
There's certainly consequences to New York City and to the country. This is a very sad day for our democracy. Voters lost one of the most effective tools that we have in order to eradicate racial discrimination in voting. And that means voters in Bronx, Kings, and New York County are vulnerable to threats that may come from a variety of different sources to their voting rights, and there will not be the Section 5 mechanism to block that, and we're going to have to resort to other tools available that are very likely to be less effective.
What factors led Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Bronx to be covered in the first place?
New York had specific problems with respect to how language minorities were treated. And in 1975, Congress decided to extend Voting Rights Act to address discrimination against certain language minority groups. And the way that they did this was look at which states had a practice of providing election information, including ballots, only in English when they had members of a single language minority that constituted more than 5% of the citizens of voting age. So that's a fancy way of saying they had a large population of eligible Americans who only spoke a language other than English but still persisted in only providing election materials in English.
Is there a concern that the Board of Elections will print out ballots this fall in the English language only? What are the voting issues Manhattan, the Bronx, and Brooklyn still face that you think would merit keeping this provision of the Voting Rights Act and enforcing it so that election officials still get pre-approval to any changes they want to make in these boroughs?
One thing to remember is that that when the jurisdictions are covered, it serves as a prophylaxis against further changes. So we do know that New York has had a checkered voting rights history. It had a literacy test. It did not provide language materials that were necessary. We know that in the 90s that they canceled some elections and made those appointed bodies instead of elected bodies. We've had redistricting plans that have been found to discriminate against minority voters. And without Section 5 being in operation, any one of these changes could come into effect.
But haven't we come a long way since 1965? And if anybody tried to do that, don't you think there would be public pressure, political pressure, a great hue and cry to prevent the City Board of Elections, to prevent the state legislature from making blatantly racist decisions in voting regulations in New York State?
I think very few would dispute that we've made a great journey as a country. We've certainly progressed in all of this. But the truth of the matter is that we still see racial discrimination today. We still see racial discrimination in voting. More importantly, one of the things that have not touched upon in this conversation are those kinds of changes that don't have to happen in sunlight, that don't have to happen through the political process, that can happen just because an election official decided to cancel an election or move a polling location at the last minute, or switch from an elected body to an appointed body, and it does not have to undergo the process of going through legislation and having reporters and advocates being able to watch it.
Myrna, what's your biggest fear? What do you think is the most likely thing that would happen here in New York City, one of the most racially diverse, politically racially sensitive cities in the country as a result of this U.S. Supreme Court decision?
My concern is that people are going to get complacent and not remember New York's history, not remember that we have had literacy tests, that we do have minority voters that are claiming that they are shut out of the redistricting process, that we do have election machines which allow minority voters to cast a tremendous number of ballots that are not going to be counted because of confusing instructions, and that we are not going to be vigilant about the subtle and hard to observe manners of election discrimination, and are only going to be stuck trying to review and change a policy after it's already taken effect.
Myrna Perez is Deputy Director of the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law and an expert on voting rights, joining us to discuss the implications of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on the 1965 Voting Rights Act on New York City. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
This is WNYC.